Some were in their 90s. The oldest was 104. Many needed the assistance of a walker or a wheelchair, but residents of Bloker Homes tried to make sure their voices were heard in a protest Monday outside their Williamsville assisted living facility.
It would be a shame to let it go.
75-year-old Sid McDougall and others holding signs like Save Our Homes and The Silent Generation is Silent No More say they want to stay at Bloker Homes or at least get better answers about where they're living next. Bloker Homes' not-for-profit parent, Beechwood Continuing Care, announced plans in July to sell the facility to People, Inc., which would convert and expand it into housing for adults with mixed income and disabilities. The proposed project would cost about $29 million. Bloker Homes' roughly 50 residents say they were originally told they'd be placed in new assisted living space at Beechwood's campus in Gettysville. Now they say Beechwood tells them they'll be placed in existing skilled nursing space at the Gettysville campus, although they won't have to pay a higher rate.
It's not knowing where you're going and just wanting straight answers and not receiving them. Told that we're going into a different level of care that we don't think we need. That's big.
Employees also feel uncertain. United Healthcare Workers East, which has 18 members at the facility, joined the protest. Marshall Bertram, an administrative organizer with the union, says Beechwood has not told workers how many of their jobs will be transferred to the Gettysville campus.
Our demand has never been to stop the sale. Our demand has simply been we want to sit down, we want to negotiate over what's going to happen with our workers, and we want to make sure that they're assured jobs with good benefits like they have in the future.
Beechwood officials declined an interview, but President and CEO Daniel O'Neill provided a written statement saying Beechwood has already assured the union it'll bargain with them once the sale is official. O'Neill adds the project is pending local and state government approval that will not come until at least the spring. McDougall says it's important seniors have a say in where they're living.
Oh, and it's not just for us. It's for seniors everywhere who feel that they don't have a voice. And it's important to know that everyone has a voice, no matter what your age is.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.